I've been in a situation where we had got on a run, and I just feel like my team needs me. And I plan to be there when they ask for me, and I plan to show up every week and play as hard as I can, and that's what I can control.
BJ, is the message this week more been sweeping the division, beating a division rival, securing the bye, all that stuff?
No, it's a multitude of things. It's just we want to focus on the Vikings, you know what I mean? Because this time of the year, especially when you're quote-unquote kind of have your playoff, for the most part, you have a playoff slot. I mean, the talk usually sometimes goes towards playoffs, and, you know, coaches want to keep our focus on the Vikings and, you know, winning this game, and, you know, then we'll worry about everything after.
Adrian's a pretty bad man, but
oh, yeah.
First time around, you guys didn't have Clay on the field. You didn't have CJ
right.
on the field either. How big of a difference would that be in trying to stop Adrian?
Well, I mean, Adrian's a great player, so, I mean, who's to tell if that would have helped any. The fact of the matter is we won the game. Obviously, Clay is an impact player. No, CJ does a great job as far as, you know, helping us. I mean, control a lot of scrimmage, so he's definitely a factor. But, you know, just you got to get 11 guys to the ball when Adrian's running, you know, because you really can't expect one guy to tackle him, even if it's a free guy in the hole.
What do you try and do to try and stop the run with a guy like that?
Man, you just, like I said, you try to get everybody, you know, the first guy gets a hit, he might miss, but you need, you know, second and third efforts to kind of get this guy down because he really doesn't stop.
Noise level in the Metrodome, well documented. Does that affect you guys on the defensive side much?
No, I think if anything, it kind of increases our energy, you know, because right from pregame, you know, it's a very, you know, loud atmosphere. And, you know, I think for the noise factor, it's probably more on the offensive side. But I think the atmosphere is great. You know, they have a ton to play for, and so do we.
The horn?
The horn's a little bit annoying, but, you know, I think everything they do kind of, it works. It gets their crowd hyped up, and I think it works in their favor.
You guys talk about Peterson and the rushing record at all?
We don't want him to get it on us, but as far as everything else, he's had a great year. You know, obviously he's a great player, but you know, you don't want to be that team where, you know, he's kind of having a celebrating on you. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen.
BJ, does this team have that kind of special it quality? It seems like last year maybe everything was wasn't easy, obviously, but to go 15-1 this year, there was those struggles along the way. Has that helped build this team at all?
Who's to say? You know, I just know we have experience. I know this is not the same team from 2010, but, you know, a lot of the key cognizant parts are there. And I think that, you know, we've been through a lot this year, like you said. And I think, I mean, that could help, but I just think our mentality is different. You know what I mean? Last year, you know, I wouldn't say it was easy, but, you know, when you're cruising, you kind of, sometimes you kind of expect things to happen. And I feel like, you know, this year in 2010, you know, we plan on taking it, you know, and that's a big thing, you know, as far as the mentality is concerned.